Do you think they're going to see us soon? Well, why don't you go up and ask? Why not? Well, do you mind if I go up and ask? Okay, hold on. Excuse me, sir? Are you going to be seating us soon? We've been waiting here for like 15 minutes, even though we had a reservation. Yeah, see? Right there. Well, is there any way you could get us in, like, now? I'm, like, really hungry, you know? I don't know. What's your favorite thing on the menu? Yeah? Oh, no. I'm actually here with a date. Sorry. I better get back. Great. Thank you. He said it'll just be another minute. Is anything the matter? Just quiet, huh? Well, okay. Oh, our table's ready? Thank you. Thank you so much for helping us out. You know, those chairs we had to wait in, they're awfully uncomfortable. This is such a nice restaurant. You should probably think about changing them out. Oh, it's no problem. I just thought you might like to know. Here? Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is nice, huh? It's a really fancy place. So, here we are. On a date. Hello? You always this quiet? Okay. Let's see. What do I want to eat? What are you gonna get? You don't know? Okay. So, can I ask you something? When you asked me out, was your plan to just, like, not talk all night and make me do all the work? No, I'm just saying, like, it takes two to tango, you know? Well, say something. I mean, you finally worked up the courage to ask me out, and you have nothing to talk to me about? Well, I don't know. Am I making you nervous or something? Look, I can tell you're really shy or whatever, but you're gonna have to do better than this. Just say something. Come on. You're starting to make me think that the only reason you asked me out is because you think I'm hot. Is that true? No? Wait. Are you saying you don't think I'm pretty? Well, what did you mean then? I put on this hot dress for you, and did my hair, and everything. So why are you being rude? Come on, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to get you to talk to me. Would you relax? I'm just messing with you. Come on. I know something you could say. You could tell me I'm pretty. Thank you. Do you like my dress? Hey, tell me you like my dress. Aw, thank you. So what do you want to talk about? Okay, wait. Can we, like, not talk about classes and stuff? I don't really care about any of that. No, I just mean, if I'm gonna sit here with you for the next, like, hour, I don't really want to talk about homework the whole time, you know? Hey, how about this? Why don't you tell me how you managed to get up the courage to ask me out? Well, you visit the campus bookstore like almost every day, or at least on the days I'm working. And you always find something super cheap to buy and then get in my line so I can check you out. Is that because you like staring at me? No, I mean, it's fine, but I'm not stupid, okay? Remember the other day when you bought that tiny pack of gum? I caught you staring at my breasts. And no, it was cute, but you realize you're not the only nerd who stalks me like that, right? No, I don't mean it that way. I just mean, like, I know what guys like you are like, okay? Shy, scared, super sweet. And I bet when you talked about me with your friends, they were probably like, oh yeah, the girl at the bookstore? She's way out of your league. Right? Yeah? Well, you've got me here now, so the joke's on them, right? So, how did you finally get up the nerve to ask me out? Come on, tell me. Wow, you talked to your mom? And what did she say? I'm just a regular person, huh? And you had nothing to lose? Cool. She sounds like a really neat mom. But I'm curious, though. What would you have done if I said no? I just mean, like, you worked so hard to get up your nerve, and you've been coming to see me at the bookstore the whole semester, and I could tell you were really nervous. Do you think if I said no, you would have cried? I'm seriously asking. No? Are you sure? Tell me how badly you wanted to go on a date with me. Really bad. Cool. You know, your mom was wrong about one thing. I'm not just a regular girl. I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? I think you were way in love with me before you even got up the courage to talk to me. You saw me in the bookstore, really cute and confident girl, and you couldn't get me out of your head, right? Like, you thought I was the perfect girl. Right? And you knew I was way out of your league. Come on, don't turtle up on me again. It's okay. You got me to go on a date with you. Just tell me. Well? Tell me I'm perfect. Thank you. Tell me I'm way out of your league. I know, right? And if I asked you, you'd practically do anything for me, wouldn't you? Yeah? Prove it. Oh, hi, waiter. Things are okay, I guess. How are you? Great, so let me ask you a question. What's the most expensive thing on the menu? The lobster? Okay, I think I'll have that then. Oh, and you know what? Can you put a second one in a box to go for me? My roommate really loves lobster, and I think she'd like it if I brought one home. You don't mind, do you? Sorry, my date's kind of shy. Oh, I don't know. Could I have a bottle of wine? Can you pick it for me? Thank you. Anyways, that's what I want. What are you going to get? You know what, waiter? I think you might need a few more minutes. Yeah. But why don't you go ahead and get those lobsters started now? Thank you. Well? This is what you wanted, right? A date with a pretty sassy bookstore girl? A girl who's way out of your league? You can afford it, right? I mean, you probably saved up just for this, right? Are you upset? Are you gonna say anything? Okay, total truth time now, right? You have to decide what you're going to do. How much do you love me? How badly do Do you want me? Do you want to keep our date going so you can keep letting me tell you what to do and stare at me like a little puppy? Or do you want to go tell the waiter that the date's over before they make $125 worth of lobster for me and my girlfriend? Well, no. No questions. Since you like school so much, why don't you just pretend you're in school right now? You probably don't realize it, but I'm teaching you how to get used by a girl. So you have to decide if you're going to keep letting me do it or not. Do you want to learn? It's your choice. Are you going to do what I want and see what happens? Or are you going to end our date now and go call your mommy and cry about how I was so mean to you? Hello? Don't worry. I'll tell you what to say, okay? All you have to say is, whatever you want, princess, say it. If you don't say it, I'm going to assume you don't want to play with me, and I'm going to leave. And then you can explain to the waiter about the lobster, and wonder what you might have missed if I hadn't left. So what's it going to be? Whatever you want, princess. That's better. Tell me you want me. No, not that you like me. Tell the truth. You don't know me enough to like me. You're too scared to even talk to me. You need to tell me that you want me. Just say it. Aw, that's sweet. Now, do you want to know why I said yes when you asked me out? It's not a trick question. I could have any mousy little nerd on campus I wanted. So why do you think I said yes to you? It's because I think you're cute. It's true. That's it. I said yes because I liked the way you looked. That's the same reason you asked me out, right? So here we are. I'm glad we got that straightened out. I mean, I also said yes because I knew you were a super shy little puppy I could wrap around my finger. Yeah, well, I've actually been teaching you for a while. Do you think it was an accident that I made you want me? Anyways, the point is, I really only want one thing from you, okay? Well, two things, actually. First, why don't you leave your credit card on the table? That lobster's not going to pay for itself, you know. Yes, I'm serious. Come on, take it out. See? You're such a good little student. Second, I want you to go into the women's bathroom. You heard me. I want you to sneak into the women's bathroom, go into a stall, and lock the stall door. Then I want you to wait for me. That's what I said. Since you can't carry a conversation anyway, you might as well just wait for me and let me eat my lobster in peace. No, I'm not kidding. Because I want you to. You can still call it all off if you want. But if you don't, when I'm done eating, I'll pay for my dinner with your card, and I'll go visit you in the bathroom. And then, I'll give you a chance to show me what you're actually good for. Got it? No. And now is not the time to get all chatty on me, okay? I'm gonna tell you what to say. Say, yes, princess. I'll go into the bathroom and wait for you. Say it. Good. Now thank me. Thank me for treating you like the scared little puppy dog you are. Come on. Thank me. You're welcome. Now shoot. Go wait for me in the bathroom. Hey, you can either do it or you can wish that you did it. Good. I'll see you in a little bit. Psst. Hey, doggy. Are you in here? Ooh, there you are. Why are you crouching on the toilet? You almost got caught. Well, get off. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you undoing your pants? No, no, that is not how this works. What did you think? I was just gonna come in here and bend over the toilet for you? I never said I was going to do that. Get on the floor. You heard me. Come on. How else am I going to teach you how to get used? You've come this far, and you're hard for me, right? Don't you want to see what's next? All you have to do is do what I say. Now get on the floor. Good. Now look up at me and tell me I'm pretty. Tell me you want me. Wow, when a cute little doggy like you says that, really makes a girl want to take off her panties. Here, hold on to them for me. No, listen, doggy. The bathroom door doesn't lock, so if anyone comes in here, we have to be extra quiet. Got it? You don't want to get caught, do you? Good doggy. Now put your head back against the toilet seat. Do you see my pussy? I shaved it for you. Wasn't that nice of me? It's really wet, too. You know why? It's not a trick question. It's because you're so cute. Here, let me straddle your head, okay? Can you smell it? Tell me I smell good. Thank you. Now open your mouth. I said, open your mouth, doggy, and stick out your tongue. Tell me you want to worship me. Okay, here you go. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes. That's it. Lick me, doggy. Oh, God. Use your tongue. That's it. There you go. Fuck. Fuck yes. God, let me ride your fucking face. That lobster was delicious, by the way. I think my roommate will really enjoy hers, too. Shh. I think someone's coming. Shh. Quiet. False alarm. Oops, sorry. I didn't realize I was sitting on your face. Was I suffocating you? Well, whatever. Get back to work, doggy. Wait, why are you all talky all of a sudden? If I wanted to hear what you had to say, I would tell you what to say. Okay? Now get back to work. Yes. Fuck. That's it. That's it. Right on my clit. Right there. There you go. Tell me how good I taste. Good boy. I love your mouth so much. Oh God. Yes. Just like that. Fuck, doggy. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh God. Oh God, you're gonna make me come. Oh, lick harder, doggy. Come on. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking come. Fuck. Be good for this. Oh, fuck. Yes, doggy. No, no, no. Don't move. Just wait. You want to make me happy, don't you? Are you still hard? I knew it. I can feel you with my foot. You want to do whatever I want. Right? Well then, don't move, doggy, and keep your mouth open. I have to pee. No, 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 don't move. Do not move. Listen, listen. I'm doing you a favor, okay? This is who you are. This is what you are. I'm teaching you. No, listen to me. Your cock is begging for this. You want me to do this, right? Just think about it. When are you going to find another girl like me who's willing to do this for you? And when am I going to find another guy like you who will let me? Never. Okay? We both want it. And we're both here. So let me do it. You're never going to forget me. You'll be able to jack off to this for the rest of your fucking life. You want me, right? You don't have to like me. In fact, it's probably better if you don't. Now, be a good doggy and stay right there. No, no. Just shut up and tell me I'm pretty again. Say it, doggy. Tell me you love me. Oh, here it comes. Oh, here we go, doggy. There you go. There you go, nerd. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. It's okay. I know. I know. Shh. Ah. You're so cute. There you go. That's it, doggy. All over your face. That's it. There you go. Good. Do you like my piss? Okay. I'm all finished. Hey, are you okay? Do you feel used? Perfect. Come on, you're gonna be fine. You're still hard, right? You wanna jerk off? Give me my panties back. Hurry up, doggy. You didn't get them wet, did you? Thank you. So how did you like our date? Yeah, it's over. Are you gonna jerk off now? Or are you gonna go home first? Me? No, I'm gonna go. Well, of course not. I just gave you something really special. What more do you expect, nerd? But you can still visit me in the bookstore, okay? And you know what? From now on, when you look at me, you'll know that we have a special connection. Because you're the only guy in the whole world who's ever tasted my pee. Isn't that cool? You can even ask me out again if you want. Maybe I'll say yes. Look, I know you're probably confused right now, but one day, you're gonna get it. It's okay to like being used, okay? It's okay to be the kind of guy who gets off when a girl is mean to you. I'm gonna sleep like a baby, and I'll probably masturbate again tonight, thinking about you. Doesn't that make you happy? See? It wouldn't be the same if I just let you fuck me. Now, I'm gonna go, but before I do, I want you to thank me. Thank me for being a wonderful date. You're welcome. Okay, bye, nerd. Maybe I'll see you Monday.